Here on Daf, Nun Beis Amed Aleph, let us again see the Teisvis, Kaisal HaHechol Sheish. Kaisal HaHechol Sheish, Vato Sheish, Vakaisal Hato Chomesh. We hear in the Mishnah that these were the dimensions. The Kaisal HaHechol, that means the Kaisal behind the Kodesh Kadoshim, was Sheish Amish, the Torah was Sheish Amish. And Vakaisal Hato Chomesh. The time of Oksiva Yitzia Tachtoine Chomesh Ba'amo Rochbo. It says in the Posik that the Yitzia, the Torah was Chomesh, and here it says the Torah was Sheish. V'yishloimer Dohoche Mayri B'toim Tzoi. The Mishnah is speaking about there were three Toim behind the Kodesh Kadoshim. That means one, there was a Torah Tachtoine, a Toim Tzoi, and a Toil Yoine. The middle Torah was six ames. Rechovo. Ki migrois nosan labai yisovit, upeirishri, dohochi perushe dekro. Sheoive koisel haheichel, loiho yoshove bechol mokem. The oive a koisel was not shove, did not have the same dimensions in its whole height. Sheim kein ayitzrichais linokev achoime. Linokev achoime, then would they have to go and make holes in the choime? Litchev bo roshe hakeire shalato. To stick in the roshe hakeires of the to. Vizel loy rotsu lasais. They did not want to make holes in the wall of the heichel of the kodesh kadoshim. Pen yirkevu ela also as chaimas haheichel b'mayrov lemato shiva ame. So they made the chaime of the heichel, which is the kodesh kadoshim b'mayrov lemato legabi keneged the bottom to shiva ames. The oivi of the chaime was shiva ames. V'hutzachu ligroya mimeno amo. And then they went and they made an indentation of one amma, kineged tikras ha-toem tzoi. This was kineged the middle to, lo niach roshei ha-koyres al oiso knise, to put the roshei ha-koyres on that indentation. V'shevutzuchu legroya oidamo, then they made another indentation of an amma, kineged tikras to ha-shlishi. This was the floor of the tapto. Lefika atachtoine. So that what it says in the Mishnah. Now what it says in the pasuk atachtoine chomish ba'amo rechovo. Vatichoine vov ba'amo rechovo. Vagimul zayin ba'amo rechovo. Vahainu this name b'meseches midas. And that is pshat. What it says in meseches midas atachtoine rechovo chomish. Bahoroivad shisha. So what does that mean? Roivad shisha. Haino hatikra mavsekes beino lito hatichoina. That was the kiroi, the floor that was mavsek between the bottom toe and the middle toe. Shal gabo vemtsoi sheish bahoroivad zayin. And the middle toe was, the roichev was six amis, and the roivad was seven amis. That was, so there was another indentation in the kaisel. The Hiksha Riba Modchai, the Riba Modchai had asked on this Mishnah, Ilamata Kachoshiv Hoche, if we're speaking about the bottom to, Lashom Loihoiso Hato Shei Shalachomish. So then the bottom to was not Shei Shamish, it was Chomish Shamish, like it says in the Posik. If we're speaking about the middle toe, why does the Mishnah say that the koisel was sheish? By the middle toe, vokvar nigra mimenu kenegdo. That by the middle toe, it was migrois, that was made through indentations into the koisel, haheichel. So in Mele, it wasn't six amis. So Tosfos says, but the way I said now, nichem. The koisel haheichel keneged toa tachtoino yoiv yozayim. That the koisel haheichel by the bottom toa was thick seven amis. Keneged atichoina oiv yavov. And legabi the middle toa, they went in an amo. So the oivi of the koisel was vov. Kikval nigra mimena amo. V'hochos, and Mamela, that what it says in the Mishnah, that the Kaisal Ahechel was sheish, and the Toh was sheish, so that's speaking about the middle Toh. V'hochik neged the Tichayne Kachoshiv, da v'hosom Kaisal Ahechel vov v'atovo. This is where we left over yesterday. V'imtayma, so Taisvis ask, v'amay loy Kachoshiv, Limato Kaisal Ahechel Zayin Vatohe. Why did the Mishnah speak about the middle toe? Why didn't the Mishnah speak about the bottom toe? That you start from the bottom. The bottom toe was 5 amis and the Kaisal was 7 amis. The Edividichachul, it's both the same. It ends up that it ends up to 12 amis, but why did he start speaking about the middle toe? So Taisva says, Yeshloima de Nichelei Lemechshev b'mokeim shayekoisel ahechel vov. He wants to speak about the place where the koisel, which the hechel, which means the koisel that was the chayrei kodesh hakadoshim was vov, to my koisel mizrachi shal hechel shayekemoikein vov. That means when he's speaking about the dimensions of the hechel, so he started off. That going from Mizrach to Meirav, the Koisel HaHeichel. That was after the Ulam was Vov. So he wants to say now, that the Koisel HaChayrei HaHeichel was also Vov. So therefore he started speaking about the middle Toh, and by the middle Toh, the Koisel HaHeichel was Vov, and the Toh was Vov. That is one Teretz of Taisvis. Inami Nirelari. Now the Ri wants to say another Teretz. Shamigrois hoyu bechol hakisolim. That the indentations by each toe was not only, the first Mahalach Taisus held, the indentation was made, an indentation of an ameh was made in the kaisel of the hechel. So now Taisus wants to say no. The indentations were made on all four kaisolim of the Toh. Shamigroi soye b'chol ha-kaisolim, b'kaisol ha-heichel, in the kaisol ha-heichel, u'b'shloishes kaislei ha-toh, and the three kaisolim of the Toh. Now, so Taisus explains as follows. V'kaisol ha-heichel hoye lamata vov ameis u'machze. The Kaisel HaHeichel on the bottom, by the bottom toe, was 6.5 amis. The Kaisel HaToh and the Kaisel HaToh on the bottom level, hey amis umachze. Uchshahoya migareya chatzi amo mikol Kaisel. So then when they set up the floor, the floor of the second toe, so the floor was put on, migrois were made on all four sides, and they made an indentation of a half an amen. When they made an indentation of a half an amen on all four sides, kidrsiv ki migrois nosal abayis of it, Nimtso, so comes out, Hatoha Tachtoina Chomesh al Chomesh was 5x5. Batichoina, the middle Toh, which now we added onto the middle Toh, on each side 1/2 of an Amma. So comes out that we added on in Gansen 1 Amma. Batichoina Sheish al Sheish. Vashlishis, we added on again another 1/2 an Amma from each side. So came out Sheva al Sheva. Now, what did Taisvah say over here? What did Taisvah accomplish by this teretz? So the Marsho in Baba Basra and the Ritva explains over here, that was to for the previous kasha. The previous kasha was, when he's speaking about dimensions, why does he start on the second floor? Why is he speaking about the middle toe? So Taisvah in the first teretz said, Adoyrik, he was talking about the Kaisel and the Hechel was Vavamas. He wanted to speak of the Kaisel, this was also Vavamas. In the middle floor it was Vavamas. That was Taisvah's first teretz, which is Adoyrik. So now Taisvah is second teretz, you know why he didn't want to speak about the bottom floor, because the bottom floor is fractions. So to say that the wall is 6.5 amis and the wall of the Toh is 5.5 amis, why should he get involved with fractions? So Memela, so therefore he spoke about the middle floor. The middle floor is a straight number. The Kaisel is six. The Kaisel is six and the Kaisel Ator is five. So that's why he spoke about the middle Tor. Now, Taisvah says, according to this pshat, we'll mimaviach another inyan. Vahadik Tani, that that we had learned, Taisvah before brought down, that the Mishnah says that the Kaisel Ator was five and the Roivad was six. Vahadik Tani, Roivad Sheish veRoivad Sheva. Aymeri, so the Ri says, and this is the Rishashim Baba Basra explains the Ri, that Be'emison, Roivad does not mean a floor. Roivad means a row. Like we had before, Roivad HaRevi, Roivad is a row. The Hainu, Oirach, HaMagras, HaRishayno, that means when you measure the indent, the length of the first indentation, that means before it was 5 by 5, that was the Oivi, and now you made indentations on all four sides of Ef and Ame, he sheish. So there's an indentation and there's a protrusion, Hesis, in the wall of an Ame that has a length of there's a protrusion in the wall of a row of stones, which is 1/2 Ame, which is sheish Ames long. So the Hainu Oirech Amagras Orishoina, the length of the first indentation is 6 Ames. Bahamagras Ashniya, and the length of the second indentation, Orko Shiva. So the length is 7 Ames. The Korilu Roivad. So why is that called a Roivad? Lapisha Magras. Because when they made an indentation in the wall, ke'ein shura boiletis, it's like a row that is sticking out when you're megareya, you cut in a 1/2 amma, and now the whole oivi of the whole thickness of the kaisel is not 5.5 ames. From this level, it's 5 ames, so you have a protrusion of a row which is 6 ames long and 1/2 amma wide. So that is the taich of a roivad. Vikorulu loivat, opisha magras, ke'ein shura boiletis, it is like a row that is protruding. Ke'ein sheshoninu b'meseches tamid b'perikame, bayis godul hoyo, it was a large room, umukaf, and it was surrounded roivdim. Now these roivdim were like bleachers, there were protrusions sticking out. Vekama bigmore roivdim meininu, gulta ditstapse, the salkabul ditstapse, that there were different protrusions in the wall, different levels sticking out, sheyoisim ke'ein itstavois, stov lifnim mistov, that means there were like bleachers or steps going up, maloisov shalavonim shekoirin digurit, the loshin roivat hushure. So memele, so with this mahalach, that the thickness of the bottom level was 6.5 ames. We also say that there was migrois, there were indentations made on all four sides of the tor. So memele, we have one teretz why he spoke about the middle tor, because he didn't want to get involved in fractions. And we also understand the translation of the word roivat, which usually does not mean a floor, it means a shura, a row. So here there were rows with a length of 6 ames and 7 ames. Oit peirishri, the Ri said a third teretz, on this kasha, what do we do? The Mishnah says the Torah was 6 ames, the Posek says the Torah was 5 ames. So the first two terutzim were speaking about the Torah of the middle level. Oy peirishri de nira loy de kaisel a heichel sheish vato sheish. That what it says in the Mishnah, that the kaisel was sheish and the tor was sheish. De lamato legamri kochoshev. We're speaking about the bottom tor, not the middle level. Va'af al gav d'chsiv v'mishkona de melochim. When the pasuk speaks about the Beis Hamikdash, it says chomesh ba'amor rochbo, that the width of the middle Torah was 5 ames. So Tosfos says, and here the Mishnah says six amos. Shal mesechtes midas the bayisheni hoyu. The bayisheni. The mesechtes midas is speaking about the second bayis. And hoyu chaluki mishal shloima. So there are different dimensions. The pasuk is speaking about the bayis of shloima. So there the width of the bottom toe was five amos. The Mishnah in Mesechtes Midas is speaking about the Bayisheni, so there the width of the bottom toe was six amos. K'moish ayu chalukim in Mishkana di Yecheskel delosit. In Yecheskel it says how the Bayishlishi will look. T'chsiv bi Yecheskel, basel de porish heichel beiskotchi akadoshim. There it says, v'roichav atzela, the width of the bottom toe, the bottom closet, daladamis, betzela hainu toke, the omape kamecha bayis. So memele, so you see that the third bayis does not have the same dimensions of the first bayis. The first bayis was five, and the third bayis will be four. So memele, so it's no kasha to say that the second bayis also had different dimensions. Uchsiv nami hosam, we see another difference between the third bayis and the first bayis. It says, Vatzlois, these are the toim, Tzela el Tzela, Sholesh Ushloishim Pa'omim. That surrounding the three walls of the Heichol, there were 33 toim. Almet, Vleihave Ba'heichol, Elelamet Gimel Toim. There's only 33 toim. This is what it says in Yecheskel. Ube Meseches Midistanan, Lamet Ches Toim Hoyusham. There were 38 toim. Tesvav Bitzofen, Betesvav Bedorim, there were 15 on the northern wall, 15 on the southern wall, Ushmoina Bemairev, and there were 8 on the western wall, there was 3, 3, and 2. So Al Koponim started the third teretz of the Ri is Machadish, that we're speaking about two different Bote Mikdoshim, two different Bote Mikdoshim had different Shiurim, so Memele, So Memele, so it's no kasha why in the pasuk it says it was five amos and here it says and the Mishnah says it was six amos. Now we had before the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mordechai had asked the kasha. It also asked this kasha: which toe are we speaking about? If we're speaking about the bottom toe, it should be five amos. If we're speaking about the middle toe, so then the koisel should not be six amis. The koisel should be less than six amis because migrois also abayis. So that was the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mordechai's kash. What did Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mordechai say on this kash? So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mordechai pirish, the loy beheichel hoyu hamagrois. He says the magrois were not in the heichel. That means the wall of the Heichal had one width. The whole height of the wall of the Heichal was six amos. The whole height was a reichem of six amos. We said in the Pasuk, it says that there were megrois, that the Torah was built because they made indentations. Elo bitohoyu. The indentations were in the western wall of the Torah. That means that the western wall of the Torah, they were indentations. Bahodisnan roivat sheish. That what it says, roivat sheish. Hainu shurois avonim elyoinim. Shel koisel al yitzia hatachtoino, shaleho munochim roshei akoires, shoisa oise shure, rechovo sheish, nimtsei shoisa boiletes amo, shoivi akoisel to loihoya elohei amis, lakach boiletes amo mi bachutz, bishayitzrichen lichneis amo, Mokaim hanoches akoires lebilti achois bekires abayis. Now let us just explain for 1 minute what the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mordechai had said. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mordechai said that the outside wall of the Torah had a reichem of five amos. Now, Lemaise, when they made the second floor, there was an indentation. They moved this 5-amma wall 1 amma back. But before they moved the 5-amma wall 1 amma back, they went and they took a row of stones, which were 6 ammas, and they put, that means so you have a wall that is 5 ammas wide. And when you're up to the second floor, they first took a row of stones that were 6 ammas. The purpose of putting this row, now if it's 6 ammas over 5 ammas, so we have in the west, it will be protruding 1 amma. Why did they do this? The reason they did this, because the next wall is going to start 1 amma further west. They're going to move the wall of the second floor. The 5-amma wall of the second floor will have to start 1 amma further west. So this row of stones, which was 6 ammas, the purpose of this row is so that this should be a base that the next floor should start after 1 amma and rest on this base. So therefore, so the next wall was also 5 ammas wide. It was 5 ammas wide. They said as follows, that we are speaking about the bottom toe. The walls always had one dimension. The wall of the Heichel was 6 amas. No, only 6 amas. They never made any indentations in that wall. The wall of the Koisel HaTor was always 5 amas. The indentations were made by a row of stones that was put over the bottom wall. So there was a row of stones that was 6 amas, so that protruded 1 amma out, so they can start building the next level. The next level protruded also 1 amma out, but you had a amma empty in between, and that was where they went and put the floor. The floor was put there on that amma. So he was mechadish two things. There was no giroin. There was no giroin in the Koisel HaEichel, so that's why the Koisel HaEichel always had a roichev of 6. And we're speaking about the middle toe, Taket. He was noches, so we're speaking about the middle toe, but before the Rav Yitzchak Bamotre asked the Kasha, we're speaking about the middle toe, so the roichev of the Koisel HaEichel is not 6. It's less than 6, because Migrois also. That was his Kasha. So the Rivo says no. The Rivom says no. The Koisel HaEichel existed without any Migrois whatsoever. And he explains how the Migrois occurred from the western wall of the Koisel HaTor. And that is Pshat and Roivad. Roivad means Ashuretake, and that's how he took care of everything. Now let us again see the Loshen of the Rav Yitzchak Bamotre. Rav Yitzchak Bamotre perished, the Loibe Heichel Hoyu HaMagrois, El Beto. The Megrois were in the western wall of the Tor, the outer wall, which was a 5 amma thick, wide wall. Vohodisnan roivad sheish. The Gemara says that we heard before this lotion that the bottom toe was 5 and the roivad was sheish. Hainu shureis avonim el yoinim. There were rows of top stones. Shel koisel shureis avonim el yoinim. Al koisel hayitzia hatachtoina, maybe we could say al koisel hayitzia hatachtoina, shaleo, and these shuris munochim roshe yakairis. And these shuris, they lay the roshe yakairis. Shahoisa oisa reshura rechove sheis. The shure was wide 6 amas. Nimse shahoisa boiletes amo. So it was sticking out an amo. Sha'oivi ha'koisel ato lo'yhoye lehey amas. The thickness of the bottom wall was 5 amas. Ulekach boiletes amo mibachutz. Therefore, the shure, which was 6 amas wide, protruded 1 amma out. Visho yitzrichin lichneis amo, because the next wall had to start 1 amma further west. Mokem anoches ha-keiris, lebilti ha-cheis bekiris ha-bayis. V'nim tzedach shev nami, k'sha yu koinzi nami, even though they went in an amo, Hoysa ha-choyma mikol mokim, wherever the wall was, the outer western wall of the Torah, adayin oivi hayames. Levishe b'mokim amo ha-knisa, even though we had taken away an amo in the beginning, obonitoisva amo mi-bechutz, but this five amo kaisel were protruded a little bit. So therefore, the reichiv of the tukai solim remained stable. It didn't change. It just protruded out over the first kaisel. The loin hirilari. So the ri does not like this pshat. The lama hoyam meisifin amo. Why did they add an amo? Imachmas. Why did they add an amo that it should protrude? Imachmas choyzek ha-choyma. Kidei shetei b'chol mokim ul'chol apochis hei. That means if they wanted that the thickness of the wall should always be hayamis, and that's why it protruded. Adarabba, oisai toisvis higiroin. So by adding on an ame, protruding out, so you build binyan ha'elyon boilet ame chutz letachtoin, umach bedolov. So toisvis says in engineering that doesn't make sense. You're not strengthening the wall. It's pulling down by the wall is protruding out. So Taisva says that, that will pull down the wall. One kasha. V'oit kasha. Hotinach roivat sheish. This pshat that the Rivom said, that he said on the bottom wall, there was a row of stones which were six ames wide. That's very good. This was the base for the next wall, which started an amma further in. But it says, and by the next, when we came to the next tor, there was a roivat sheva. Now that doesn't make sense. A roivat sheva, why did he have to make it two ammas? They should make weiter a roivat sheish. Aval roivat sheva loma, why did they make a roivat sheva? If they made the top row Zion, nimso shoya boilet chutz l'choyma shtei ames. It stuck out two ames. Shoybi achoyma chomish. Umao yitzrichim leblita shtei ames. Why do you have to have now a base to stick out two ames? B'loi hoya koinzim be yitziya shlishis el ames. And by the third toh, the top toh, they also went in an ames. She should make weiter a roivat sheish, not a roivat sheva. So yeshev amis rochbo ama achas yoisem in atichoyne. V'oid lefi dvorov, the way he says that there was no indentations in the kaisel ha-heichol, the kaisel of the Kodesh Kadoshim, ho yenoikvim kaisel ha-heichol. There they made holes. So Taisa says, v'yoisa yenoch in linkev kaisel ha-yato, lochere not to make holes in the kaisel ha-heichol. Boy, the lishna de kroki migrois nosan la bayis, the indentations were done in the bayis, mash mehechel, veloy toim, the loyikro bayis, the hechel is called the bayis, not the toim. Miyu ha loy kasha, this kasha is not too gefelach, the batzino le meima migrois nosan le dvir, shohoyo le bayis sovit. That means that when we go, this whole area is called the Nosan Ledvir Sheilap, that was surrounding the Bayis. Taino Lekoy Shleyatoy. Okay. So that was the Rivom's Pshat. Ba'ani Shomati, now Taisus brings a fourth Pshat. B'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaBocha. A fourth Pshat. Shloi Hoyo B'Koysel HaHechol Loi Mikrois. In the Kaisel Ahechel, there were no indentations, v'loi knise, v'loi blite. V'roshe ha-koyres hoyu minochin, mi-kaisel to, le-kaisel to shekenegdoi. That means that the floor, till now, Taisus understood that the floor was going mi mizroch lemayra. So memela, so you needed a hole in the kaisel ahechel, needed a hole in the kaisel ator, or indentation. The Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaBocher said the floor was going mi mizroch lemayra, na mitzofen ledorim. So he said, shloyoi be kaisel ahechel le migrois, v'loi knise, v'loi blite. וראשי הקרס היו מנוחים מקויסלתו לקויסלתו שכנגדו. ובמוקם הנוחס הקרס, where they put the board, היה כניסה בקויסלתו חצי ימה מזה וחצי ימה מזה. וכל התויים היו שובים ממזרח למיירוב, שיש עמוס בין התיכון, בין התיכון, בין התחתון, בין התחתון, בין השלישיס. So Taisva says that if you're going ממזרח למיירוב, רבן יצחק הבוחר made an illusion shot, that the mission is going ממזרח למיירוב. ממזרח למיירוב, there was a standard width. The Kaisel HaKadosh HaKadoshim was six Amis. The Toim was all six Amis. All six Amis. The bottom one, the middle one, the top one. The outer Kaisel was five Amis. That what it says in the Psukim, that there were five, six, seven, that's if we're going Mitzofen Ledorim. When we're going Mitzofen Ledorim, so that's what the Pasuk is speaking about. The Pasuk is speaking about Mitzofen Ledorim, and the Tan is speaking about Mimizlach Lamayrov. So that's, so Mamela Shalom Ayisroel. Bekoisel Atochomish, Becholotoy Meshov Mimizlach Lamayrov Sheish Hamis, Bein Atachtoine, Bein Atichoine, Bein Ashlishis. Bekoisel Atochomish. And the Koisel Atoch was Chomish. That means when you're going from Mizrach to Meirev, the outer Kaisel was Sheish, the length of all the Toim was Sheish, and the Kaisel Ato was Chomish. Avo Mitzofen Ledorim, but if you're going Mitzofen Ledorim, Atachtoi Nehei, Batichoi Nevov, Vashlishi Sheva, Vashdenich, and now it's very good. Kaisel Eichel Vov, Vato Sheish, Vakaisel Ato Chomish, the Bein HaTachtoinis, Bein HaTichoinis, Bein HaShlishis, Hoya Sheish, they all were Sheish. Mimizlach Lamayra. V'koysel Heichol Sheish, V'koysel HaTochomish, Bein Lamato, Bein Lamalo, and that is, so Mamele, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak, Bein Yitzchak HaBocha did, he said the Psukim are speaking about going from Tzofen Ledorim, and the Tana speaking about going Mimizlach Lamayra. We had heard over here that the Tana said as follows, that we explained that there was a suffix in Chazal, what is Pshat in the Posik, Udvir Besoich, and we bought the suffix from Yosef Yishutzel. It says, Udvir besoich habayis mipnima heichin lesitin shomes oren, asaroin bris Hashem. So, the Yosef Yishutz led a sofik, and that was the sofik of Chazal. How do you punctuate the posik? Do you say, Udvir besoich habayis? There was a wall in the bayis, and mipnima going further in, heichin lesitin shomes oren bris Hashem. So, the mechitze was not pnima, then later started the pnima, so then the mechitza was the heichel, hetushes heichel. Or we'll say dvir b'seich habayis mipnima, that the pnima is going on the mechitza, that the mechitza alone was in the mokim of pnima. And this was a suffix of Yosef ish hutzel. So the Gemara asks, umi misafkelei? Did Yosef ish hutzel have such a suffix? Bosanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Isi ben Yehuda Oimer, Chomesh Mikrois Batoira Eilahem Echad. There are five psukim in the Torah, which we don't know how to punctuate them. What are these five psukim? Se'eis Mishukodim Mocho Oru Vekom. We'll see in Rashi soon what these psukim are. So there are five psukim, we don't know how to punctuate these psukim. Yeah, that's who said this. This was a member of Isi ben Yehuda. Vasanya, we learned in a Baraisa, who Yosef ish Hutzel, who Yosef Ababli, who Isi ben Yehuda, who Isi ben Gurariye, who Isi ben Gamliel, who Isi ben Mahalalo, Uma Shemoi Isi ben Akiva Shemoi. Al Kaponim, he had a lot of names for some reason. But Al Kaponim, we see one thing. Hanigei Alonu, Yosef ben Hutzel was Isi ben Yehuda. He was the same person. So Isi Ben Yehuda says there are five psukim, we don't know how to punctuate them. And now you're telling me that Yosef Ben Hutzel said he didn't know, the whole suffix of Amat Raksin, he didn't know how to punctuate this posik. So there's six psukim. So why did he say five psukim? That is the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers as follows. In the Torah, the Isi Ben Yehuda is speaking about in the Torah. So in the Torah, he didn't know how to punctuate five psukim. But the Nevi, this is a pasuk in Nevi. There's another pasuk he doesn't know how to punctuate. But Nevi, period. So that's the Teretz. So that's our pshat and our suffix from the Amot Raksin. Frek the Gemara b'derei soleke. There's only five psukim that we don't know how to punctuate. But Ike, there's another posik. The boy Rav Chizde asked as follows. The posik it says, Vayishlach esnari b'nei Yisrael, Vayalu oilois. Now, it doesn't say kvosim in the posik. Now, let us say how the posik says. Vayishlach esnari b'nei Yisrael, Vayalu oilois, Vayizbechu zvochim shlomim porim. So now, it says as follows. The end of the posik tells us, that the Zvochim Shlomim, the Shlomim were Purim. The Shlomim were Purim. What animals were the Oilois? So I don't know. So it could be the Oilois, were Kvosim. Normally an Oilois are Keves. So it could be that you stop by Oilois. Vayalu Oilois, what were the Oilois? Kvosim. Vayizbechu Zvochim Shlomim, and what were the Shlomim? Purim. Oidilme, or perhaps, idividi porim, it goes together. Vialo oilois, vizbus vochim shlomim, there were oilois and shlomim. What animal was used? Porim. So memele, so that was a suffix of Rav Chizde. So we have a sixth posik we don't know how to translate. So the Gemara answers, Rav Chizde mesafkele, lisi ben yudu pshitele. That posik he knew pshat. Rav Chizde didn't know pshat, but Isi Ben Yehuda did know pshat. So therefore, Isi Ben Yehuda said there's only five psukim, he doesn't know pshat. Now let us see Rashi. Anomad Aleph Nun Beis Amad Aleph. Ein Lam Heche Lodas Heichon Heinoitin. He didn't know how you punctuate the psukim. Se'eis. Now what is the suffix of seis? It says in the posik, Haloi im seitiv seis. If you'll do good, you'll do tshuva seis. So then seis is the loshen slicho. That's the loshen of mechila. The Eibishter will be meichel you. Or maybe the seis is going further. Oi seis im loi seitiv. That means then the loshen is yis ovenu. That means seis is going aloyim seitiv, period. Figure out to itself. But I seis imloy seitiv. V'loshen nesiyas ovenu. You'll have to pay for your oven if you won't do tshuva. If you won't do good ma'aseh. Mishukodim. The pasuk says abo gvim mishukodim. So it could be mishukodim is going on abo gvim. A mishukodim is going on the end of the pasuk kafteirel frochel. Mocho, there's another word mocho. V'tzei hilochim ba'amolek mocho. It could be that mocho is going on before. That Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua, tomorrow be lochim with Amolek. V'tzei hilochim ba'amolek miyad. U'mocho anoichi nitzav. And tomorrow I'm going to be mispalo. Mocho anoichi nitzav. V'hayoyim yata tzorich letfilosi. Today you don't need my tefillah. Tomorrow you'll need my tefillah. Tomorrow is going to be a big milchama, so I'm going to mispalo tomorrow. So the shaila is, was the milchama tomorrow, or was the milchama today and the tefillah was tomorrow? Oru ubirtzaynam ikru shoyer. This is by Mpashas Vayechi. Then it says oru apom. So you could learn ubirtzaynam ikru shoyer oru. That the oru is going on the shir, shor shor shchem shohu me oru knam, a yoru apam kiyoz. Vikom, hinach shoyche bima beisecha, the Rebbein Shem told, Moish Rabbein, you're going to die. Vikom, and you're going to get up. Vikan rim is loy tchiyas ha-meisim. אוי וקום אום הזה וזונו, או הנה ישייך מהביסכון, וקום אום הזה וזונו, ואין שם תודם דקלייסול וקום אוהב די עבי לזון. ויעלו אוילויס כבוסים, ונפקא מינה ליבסי כנס הטעם בסנחתה, ויעלו אוילויס, יסתפיר, אוי דול מאידי וידי פורם, ואין הסנחתה בטעם אוילויס, זה לא הסנחתה, זאת אומרת, זה לא הסנחתה, he didn't finish the sentence, Elatam Geirish, Vialu Oilois, Leshishabe, Leshel Achov. So this is the suffix, this is the suffix of Rav Chisda. Let us see Taisvis. Seis Mishukodim Mocha Oro Vekom. Teimohu, Deloy Nektino Kiseider Shenk Suvim Batoire. Why didn't he had a suffix in five psukim? So why didn't he say the way the seder is? Mocha comes before Mishukodim, and Orul also comes before. So the seder should have been says Orul, Mocha Mishukodim. Why did he say a wrong seder? Vachi Avlameima says Orul Mocha Mishukodim Vekom. That is Teis Viskashe. Later when we'll finish the thesis, we'll come back to this kasha. Bim Taima, so thesis asks, Amai le darshinin luhu lifneyim v'lachayim. Why don't we say that the drosha works, that it goes on both? The Yevasava goes on before or later, maybe it goes on both. K'moy b'neshech u'marbis, the darshinin le b'perik es ha'neshech l'fono v'lach. That means the pasuk darshins as follows: As kaspecha loisitin loy beneshech of a marbis, beneshech of a marbis loisitin ochlecho. So the Gemara says neizel neshech that there's a nisa neshech of marbis by oichel and a nisa neshech of marbis by kesef. So it goes on the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk. Chmoy verochat loshini loy beperik omlam amamuna ave poshet v'avelovash. Boshat, verochat, and then we said verochat is going on the lovash also. Yeshloimer, Gabi says, ikoya im seitev, if it's going on im seitev, osi loshen sliche. So then seis means you'll be forgiven. Ikoya im loy seitev, osu loshen as yes oven. That means you'll have to pay for your oven. Vechein oro, ikoy ashoir, oskoy ashchem. Shehu knan, b'chsiv oro knan, v'koye apom, oskilel apom. So they're two different, the spiritic. It's either you mekalo shchem or you mekalo apom. Two different things. Here, like, v'rochatz, it's the same rechitza. You do it after the poshat and after this, but it's the same thing. So then you can say it goes on both. V'chein mocha, ikoy al mulchoma, if the mulchoma will be tomorrow, V'anoichi nitzav al roish agiva hayoyim. So them shadows like this. Say v'lochim ba'molek l'mocha. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, and I'll be standing al roish agiva hayoyim l'ispalo koydem ha'molchome. So the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu was before the molchome. K'dechsiv this aposik in Iyov hayarech shu'acho loy b'tzo. So it seems that the Teisulam Shan, the posik, that the tefillah should be said before the tzorah. So if the Mulchama will be tomorrow, so the Tvila was today. Oy koi anoichi nitzav mocha lispalo. No, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo mocha. Maybe the Mulchama was today. V'chein v'kom. This is going on Trias HaMesim, v'kom v'zonet, l'fishem perushem shove, alkein ein lam hecha. Aval mishukodim koshe, mishukodim, there you could say goes on both. This is mishukodim, the same mishukodim. Yeshloime mishumdike asnachta begvim, or bimnoirabogvim, umashmoi mishukodim kafteref lochel. So from the nigun it would seem, from the nigin it would seem, the mishukodim is going on kafteref. Akoachina muchach the mishukodim lekoy ela gvim. Perceiv shloisha gvim mishukodim. Lachain ein loy hech. That is why it is no hacho. For the pligi tanoi bezvochim beperek sheini, gabi velokach hakoyen midam hachatos beetzboi. So machloikas tanoim, it says in post like this, velokach hakoyen, the Kohen takes midam achatos betzboi. Betzboi means with his right finger. Vinosan. Nika the muki betzboi alakicha. Others say velokach haKohen betzboi the lakicha is with the right finger. Vika the muki on the sina. One man the Yomer says it's going on the nesina. The nesina should be with the right finger. Vika the muki atavayu. The both should be with the right finger. So what's shot over there? There etzboi lachayre can go on. And both taka, what's the three way machlokes? Yesh laforish time of the man the mukilah tavai, mishum the pashta dikra alakicha de lafon of koi, mukmina lo nami, that's why it's going alakicha, mukmina lo nami anasina, it's going anasina, kida ashkechan bemiluim, kida siv, velokcha, lakachta midama po, vinosata al kalnis amizbech betzbecha, so see there, Claude was anasina beetzba with the right finger. So we say, we learn out this nasina from that nasina. Took care of the other gemaras. Now there's a very interesting Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer wants to emphasize Tosfos Kash in the beginning. Why the Gemara wrote the Psukim Shaloi Kaseh?